This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Clashes between police officers and protesters made headlines last week as protests for racial justice spread to almost every major American city. On Pentecost Sunday, a church group who had come to pray for their city got caught in the crossfire. Find out more after this break.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
On Pentecost Sunday, a peaceful church gathering in downtown Indianapolis to worship and pray over the city and mourn the death of George Floyd was hit with tear gas. The group came from Liberty Tabernacle, a United Pentecostal church in New Whiteland, Indiana. They were joined by pastors from other local churches as well. In a Facebook video, Liberty Tabernacle pastor Brian Lane said, "We felt led of the Lord to go downtown to Indianapolis. This is our city, and we're responsible for this city as a church. There are hurting people in our city. There are angry people in our city. There are people that are frustrated. And it's our job as the church to be the peacemakers in our city. So we went down tonight to pray, to unify." A Facebook Live video by user Lydia Watson shows tear gas being fired into the crowd, whose members were praying in tongues and singing Waymaker at the time. According to RTV6, Indianapolis Police Chief Randall Taylor has said the tear gas was used in an attempt to break up a group of vandals, but that it spread by the wind toward the church group. Lane says he believes police were not targeting his group. Lane explained, "A large group of protesters started coming up Meridian Street toward where we were at. There was a small, and I want to emphasize this, a small portion of protesters, a very tiny amount, that were throwing things at the police. They were trying to cause disruption, trying to cause damage to buildings. A very, very small amount. They were throwing water bottles, a few things. So the police, in order to control them, shot tear gas at them. And in doing so, the tear gas came in our direction. Of course, we were affected by that. During that time, there were protesters that came and helped some of our people out of where the tear gas canisters were being let loose." The Facebook Live video shows a tear gas canister dropping in front of a lady in a wheelchair and spreading throughout the crowd. In the Facebook Live video, Watson says she can't see and says, "Why did they throw gas over here? That's what I don't understand. That doesn't make sense to me. They see people over here peacefully and it makes no sense. Why would they do that?" Gail Watson told WTHR that one of the members of their group continued to pray even more, even in the midst of the tear gas. The police chief later apologized to the peaceful protesters hit by tear gas at a Monday news conference. Lane says he plans to have more prayer gatherings, telling his church on Facebook, "It was an incredible move of God. We took territory tonight. We prayed. We unified as the apostolic church. And that is what the devil fears, a unified apostolic church connecting for the sake of our city, for the sake of souls, for the sake of revival. Pray for Christian unity and for justice and national revival to spread through the U.S. And if you like this story, you can read more stories like this at charismanews.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.